a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives now come to order. Leading us in prayer today will be Chaplain Pastor Don Block from the Pier 4 Pier Ministerial Association. Leading our pledge today will be Paige Leah Herman from Reliance.
Let us bow our heads. Gracious Lord, as we gather today, many of us remember Bill Jenko. We give you thanks for his service to this great state of South Dakota and pray that you will be with all of his family and friends as they mourn his loss. Bring comfort and peace to them. And as we gather to begin this legislative session this week, we pray that you will be with all of the members of the House as they bring forth bills to govern the state of South Dakota and to lead us into the future. Guide them in the decisions that they make and in the work that they do. We pray for this in your name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, will please call the roll.
Abdallah Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Carson, Consett, Cronin, Dielstra, Dennert, Dryden, Elliott, Fargin, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Hanson, Hawley, Hickey, Hoffman, Hubble, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Jones, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Klochek, Kopp, List, Lucas, Lust, Magstad, Miller, Mosier, Munsterman, Nelson, Norstrup, Olson, Perry, Ronkema, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Schrempf, Scott, Sigdestad, Sly, Solem, Steele, Street, Strickers, Torno, Tulson, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vanneman, Vanner, Versio, White, Wick, Willison, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rausch. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the third day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, Chair.
All those in favor of approval of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Been aware that we have some guests with us today. We'd like to welcome Chris and William Betson of LEAD. We want to thank you on behalf of your son and his service to our country and to our state. They're the parents of Dennis Jensen, who was killed in Iraq in August. But welcome. Thank you. Reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed on joint rules respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends the following changes. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, David Lust, and Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Bob Gray, Russell Olson, and Jason Ferrix, Senate Committee.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1048 do pass and House Bills 1016 and 1024 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. David Lust, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the reports of the compensation schedule of the arranging for legislative days, making arrangements for the distribution of the official documents, securing chaplains, and making arrangements for the memorial recognition of deceased members. Respectfully, Fee Jacobson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Lust moves to amend the 2012 session calendar by moving Legislative Day 5 to Thursday, January 19, 2012, Legislative Day 32 to Friday, March 2, 2012, and Legislative Day 33 to March 19, 2012, eliminating Legislative Days 34 and 35 and adjusting the remaining calendar appropriately.
The Lust motion has been moved and seconded. Up for consideration. Are there any remarks? Is there any questions on this motion to amend the calendar? We're all aware of why we're doing it. I just wanted to make sure we got everybody's questions answered.
This is a roll call, is it?
Hearing no further remarks, all those in favor of the Lust motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Ladies and gentlemen in the audience and those listening at home, we'll now have what we call first reading of House bills. We are by Constitution required to read the title of each bill that's introduced in public forum, so the gals up here will be reading simultaneously, so you will probably not be able to distinguish any titles, but you can go online at any time and look up these bills in their entirety. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1053, an act to establish the Hope Card program relating to protection orders. House Bill 1054, an act to amend certain provisions concerning workers' compensation. House Bill 1055, an act to allow for joint physical custody orders after a court awards joint legal custody if in the best interest of the child. House Bill 1056, an act to revise certain provisions of the South Dakota Business Corporations Act regarding the issuance of shares and cumulative voting for directors.
Speaker refers House Bill 1053, 4, and 1055 to Judiciary, 1056 State Affairs, 1057 Local Government, 1058 State Affairs, 1059 to Commerce, and H.J.R. 1001 to State Affairs. Any announcements? Any announcements? Representative Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Kukan Fest for Delmont has been rescheduled. It's been postponed from this Monday and Tuesday. It will be the 12th and 13th of February. We are rescheduling in honor of Governor Janklow. So he is in the rotunda. We don't want to be serving sausage in the rotunda. But we will have Delmont days on the 12th and 13th of February. And also Czech days on that same day, so we are combining our ethnic heritage. So thank you, Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body.
Thank you. Further announcements? I have one for committee chairs. Make sure that if you have a Thursday agenda you need, it should be posted before you go home today so that you can meet on Thursday. Those listening in, we will be in on Thursday. We've changed the calendar in honor of former Governor Janklow to pay our respects, so we will be not in business on Tuesday and Wednesday, but Thursday at 2 o'clock we will gavel in. Further announcements? Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Taxation Committee will meet at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning.
House Taxation, Thursday, 8 o'clock. Further announcements? Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Health and Human Services Committee will meet room 412 on Thursday at 7:45 sharp.
Very good. Further announcements? Representative Virtue.
Thank you. The House Transportation Committee will meet at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning.
Further announcements? Representative Kirkaby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Local Governments, Thursday, 11 a.m. Thank you.
Further announcements?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Wink.
House Appropriations will meet next Thursday at 8 o'clock.
BDs, 1 second. Our chief clerk is doing her job, and she's reminded me that your Friday committees need to be posted today also before you go home. Friday committees. Representative Kirkaby.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think that it was an error yesterday from a fellow representative that he did fail to recognize his spouse. So it is my privilege to introduce my girlfriend, Holly Hoffman. Please welcome her.
Welcome. She keeps checking on her husband, so she's here regularly. We don't always remember she's still a guest, so thank you for coming. So again, Friday committee chairs, if you got, make sure you get them posted before you leave today so that we will have those without argument. Any further announcements? Representative Vanneman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Agriculture and Natural Resource Committee will meet Thursday at 7:45.
Very good. Representative Bruner.
Well, I don't think we ought to forget that it's Representative Vanneman's birthday.
Not again. Did you have another one? Well, happy birthday. I didn't recognize it was your birthday because I could still see you. Normally you have a big forest over there and I can't see you. Representative Vanneman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That's true, and I did have a bouquet of flowers. My daughter was here, and I sent them with her, being the nice mom that I am, and to let her enjoy them for a little bit. But thank you all very much. I thought maybe I was going to get through this year without... But thank you very much.
Thank you, and happy birthday. Further announcements? Last chance. Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.